This episode is dedicated to the Cleveland Browns. Apparently, we upset some fans with our comment in the last podcast, so we just wanted to say, maybe not in 2025, but Browns in 2026. Go Cleveland Browns.
You know what? If I weren't just a disembodied voice generated by digital ones and zeros with some cleverly scripted words, you people would be stressing me out. Welcome back to Open Mouth Insert Elevator. It's clearly the podcast where people who could care less for the downfall of society come for a good time. Well, we might as well get on with it. In today's episode, Momo becomes a liar and a fake. He piggybacks on an event that never happened to once again spread misery and deception on the poor, unsuspecting elevator patrons. Feel good about yourself now?
Hey everyone, it's Momo. Since the last podcast, I have gotten a lot of requests from moms and dads to join them to meet their married sons or daughters. I want to make it perfectly clear, I am not a professional homewrecker, regardless of what Monty suggests. You let them get married. It's your problem. So please stop asking. All right, let's move on to this week's story. I'm going to have to admit, I don't come off great in this one. I got caught off guard, and when posed with a question, I could have gone two ways. I could have taken the high road and allowed an awkward moment to take place, or taken the low road and lie like a rug. I took the low road, but hopefully you can see my side, hoping you'll be sympathetic and still stand behind me in the vote. Ready? Let's get started.
The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Case number 003, the case of missed expectations. It is a blistery winter's day. Momo returns from the outside and proceeds to the lobby elevators to make his way back up to his unit. When all of a sudden, from the opposite side of the lobby, the doors open and a young lady steps through. Momo acknowledges her presence with a generic hi. This is where the story takes a peculiar turn. In response to Momo's hi, she responds,
"Hey there, how's it going?"
Momo is taken aback as she approaches him as if he was someone familiar. Yet Momo has never seen her before. Not wanting to be rude, Momo replies with an equally friendly response.
"You know, could be better, could be worse. And you?"
"I'm good, thanks."
As they both wait for the elevator, the young lady turns to Momo and says,
"Hey, did they ever figure out who left that egg in front of your door?"
"Huh?"
It was at that moment that Momo realized why she was so friendly. She had mistaken him for someone else. Any normal person would have responded with, "I'm afraid you have me confused with someone else." As we know, Momo is not normal, so he chooses to respond with,
"Not that I am aware of."
The elevator finally arrives. When they enter, Momo asks her what floor she needs. The young lady seems confused by the request, but provides Momo her floor. Momo enters his floor, and the two are completely different. Momo, of course, had hoped it would be the end of the conversation, because perhaps now she would have realized she had the wrong person. But as other hopes Momo has, this hope was also dashed. She continues to discuss this odd event.
"The weird thing is, it was there, and an hour later, it wasn't."
"Maybe they came back later and decided not to abandon it. Or perhaps someone reported it to security. We should check the chat group for the building to see if we have a rogue egg dropper loose in the building."
"What?"
Finally, the elevator arrives at Momo's floor. As he exits, he says,
"Have a good day. And remember, with a rogue egg dropper loose, duck."
"You too."
moral of the story is that there are two people that look like Momo in the same building. In this case, two wrongs do not make a right. Cancel your lease and make a run for it, or sell it before property values plummet.
Do you see? Do you see it now? Do you see what happens when you let Momo run around unchecked? He basically impersonated someone else, lied about the whereabouts of a rogue egg dropper in the building, all so that he could get a laugh in and a story to tell. Any more, and he would have been arrested for obstruction of justice. Well, if you enjoyed that story, you probably would have enjoyed watching a video of a poor little kitten being pulled away from a saucer of milk. There's still time to absolve yourselves. Chant along with me as we move on to the next segment. Nay, nay, nay.
This segment is dedicated to Sobeys Urban Fresh. Urban, because they never have any decent parking, and fresh, meaning it spent 6 weeks on a truck from Mexico. It's winter here. Nothing's fresh. Sobeys Urban Fresh.
Welcome to the Open Mouth Insert Elevator After Show, where we unpack what just happened to make sense of what we just heard using our panel of me, myself, and I. We're going in for the yay or nay. I gotta tell you, people are on edge around here. If it comes out in favor of a yay, we may have a full-scale riot on our hands. Brace yourselves, and here we go.
Okay, I can see how this looks bad.
It's sad. It's just so sad.
I didn't think it would go that far. But by the time I figured that I should have said that she had me mistaken for someone else, I was in too deep. So I just rolled with it.
Rolled with it? Dude, you did a full-on kamikaze dive into it.
She should have figured out for herself that when I asked her what floor to press, and then noticed that we weren't going to the same floor, she would realize she had the wrong guy.
Perfect. So in her mind, she figured she was talking to the wrong guy and wondering why you went along with a story that wasn't yours. She probably thought you were a nut job and played along so she could get away safely.
Moose, you're awfully quiet. You going to chime in here?
I'm trying to figure out why Ed is holding Marvin and why he's got a lit lighter underneath him.
Pay no attention to the announcer behind the mic.
Well, I'm going to say that what you did was not okay, all right? Now let Marvin go.
Now, Moose. You have to give us your vote. Ed, move the lighter a little higher.
Okay. It's nay all right. A nay. Now let him go and give him back to me.
Oh, no. It's look like Moose is a nay. Let me see what my vote's going to be. It's nay.
That has to be the most despicable thing I have ever seen. All right, Ed, back to you. By the way, once I make this phone call, I want to have a word with you.
What a crazy turn of events. Moose actually voted nay. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact we were holding his favorite teddy bear over an open flame. See you next time. I swear, officer, it was just a joke.
No, not to worry. These are tears of joy. I can't believe it. My faith in humanity is restored. It seems all of you have limits that you're not willing to cross. Sure, perhaps what we did to Moose was unethical and a strong-arm tactic, but sometimes you got to take on these unpleasantries for the greater good. What I am really worried about now is how Momo is taking the loss. Between you and I, he's a bit of a sore loser. So perhaps you can write in and tell him it's going to be okay. That you win some and you lose some, and that he's still the best. You know, suck up to him. You can do that by writing to comments@themomoshow.com. Well, that's it for me. The folks around here are going out to celebrate and have some fun. But first, we need to bail out Ed. Someone needed to take the fall for this. See you next time on Open Mouth Insert Elevator.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global broadcast.